Greetings. Yesterday was Easter, and I hope you had a blessed weekend celebrating Jesus in his resurrection and the life we have in him. Pastor Jonathan gave an awesome word regarding the purpose of the death of Jesus and his covenant of life with us for eternity. It was a blessed day at A-Life in Bellingham. Jesus came to free us from the power of selfish desires, self-preserving actions, bitter responses, independent motivations, worldly distractions, self-justifying attitudes, and prideful ways. These things are a testimony of a life in the flesh. Jesus came to free us from the life of the flesh and grant us the power of his grace to give us lives empowered by God's Spirit. God wants us to be led by his Spirit with life-giving desires, actions of faith, responses to God's transforming presence, life-giving connections, identity in Christ, community inspired by a communion of love, and a partnership in humility with God in all things to reign in all matters of our lives. For this to happen, Jesus gave the life of his flesh. He shed blood in seven ways to give us the power of Holy Spirit in seven manifestations of God's grace. 1. Jesus shed drops of blood. He was wounded for our transgressions. Jesus shed great drops of blood like sweat in the Garden of Gethsemane. Luke 22:39. In Gethsemane, Jesus won back our willpower, the Spirit of the Lord, and a grant of repentance from dead works was given to us. His gift to us is a desire from within through a revelation of his love for us. 2. Jesus shed blood internally, Luke 22:63. He was bruised for our iniquities. They beat him. They blindfolded him so that he couldn't see with his natural eyes because humanity was bound to the fear that comes from what we see. Jesus' bruises won our deliverance from inner hurts, iniquities, our propensities to fail, and our source of human wisdom in order to give us God wisdom of faith toward God. The spirit of wisdom in Christ gives faith to overcome the fear of death. Our faith is empowered by a revelation of his love that gives us love for him in our hearts. 3. Jesus shed blood from scourging. John 19:1. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. He was submerged in human blood so we could be fully submerged in his spirit of life. The stripes on Jesus' body won back our health and testimony of a holy body transformed by God's submerging grace. The spirit of understanding in Christ transforms our lives with many testimonies through the submerging of the Holy Spirit. 4. Jesus shed blood from his head. John 19:2. Jesus shed blood to break the curse of human control and liberate our lives to his headship of life. He gave us back the power of light to darkness and the testimony of lives submitted to the headship of the Father. His crown of thorns won back our prosperity, our ability to be givers of life as those submitted to his headship of life in all things. The spirit of counsel in Christ empowers our hands with life-giving authority to our world. 5. Jesus shed blood from his hands. John 19:17. With a crown of thorns and a robe of purple, he was presented to the world. The resurrection faced the death of the cross. The hands that give life overpowered the curse of thorns and thistles that day. Jesus shed blood from the hands of resurrection life to redeem us from the curse of death, fleshly distractions, circumstantial rule, and crisis management. Jesus' pierced hands won back dominion over the things we touch and secured our ability to know the power of his resurrection might in all that we are and do. 6. Jesus shed blood from his feet for the standing of all men. He shed blood from his feet so all men could stand in a relationship of intimacy with God and intimacy with each other. Living bread stood on the nails of sweat and human will. He stood as the judgment of love upon the nail of the judgment of right and wrong. His pierced feet won back dominion over the places we walk, that we might freely give the bread of life to all we meet. We stand in the eternal judgment of eternal life for all men. 7. Jesus shed blood and water from his side, John 19:34. Just as the atom of dust was put to sleep and out of his side came the rib of flesh, from the side of Jesus came the living water of the church. Jesus' pierced side won back our joy and the testimony of a face-to-face relationship with him in life. We are being perfected in him to rule now and into eternity. The bride of Christ is the body of Christ, and we are co-heirs with him in the destiny of the family name. Jesus went down to the grave. They put him in a tomb. But on the third day, he walked into a room where there were many fearful friends. John 20:19. He walked into his family's house, and he came to announce to them, "I shed blood for you. I have broken the curse in your life. I bought back your will, and it is yours to love me. I've bought back your acts, and now you can live from your heart with acts of love. I've bought back your testimony so that you can be supernatural in a natural world. I bought back your inheritance to give the life of your Father to others in this world. I've come to tell you that I've bought back the power over apathy so you can be empowered from within with an awareness of my presence in your life. I bought back the intimacy of life and communion of the Spirit with me and with my family in this world. I bought back your ability to reign in life so your children and your children's children can know my increasing glory in their lives. I've come to make you of one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father, one God above all, one God through all, and one God in all." Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.